हरिः ॐ सहनवावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सरि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
Chaitanopanayanam, Natya Shastra, Lalita Madhava. Okay. So then, description of the Bijam, right? Because now we're going to go into the first acts. So the first two acts, then they'll be connected with the Bijam, the seed of the whole, development of the drama, like that. So then it has, Rupa Goswami mentioned it has 12 limbs. So now we've dealt with Upakshepa. Now the second limb then is Parikara. The wise men have said that the explanation of Bija is to be known as Parikara, as mentioned there in Lalita Madhava 1.23. Gargi, speaking in Sanskrit. May the sweet sound of Lord Krishna's flute, his authorized messenger, be glorified, for it expertly releases Srimati Radharani's shyness and attracts her for going to the forest. Here, by the activity such as attracting Radha for the forest, is expanding the subject of Bija. Therefore, it is called Parikara. So you have the essence, which is then that attraction between Radha and Krishna. And then here, the next one is that it expands it. So the first one's been stated, and then you see within the drama, then it's expanding. So that means then the upakshepa is always told by the director then.
Just after director finishes an introduction, then this is the first aspect within the act you have to perform.
Is the upakshepa.
The director also mentions it, but then the actor showing it...
Then it should be shown also. Okay, yeah. But it's already mentioned.
Yeah.
Okay, and so now here. Then, parinyasa. Parinyasa is when the completed of... is when the completion of Bija narrated with conviction. As described in the first chapter, 146, Radha, with hair standing on end. Oh, Lalita, who really is that Krishna we hear about, simply by his becoming a guest of my ear, hearing about him, makes me insane or intoxicated. Here, with the word being insane, indicates the completion of Bija. Therefore, it is the Parinyasa. Right, so you have the point that's there, something expands on it, and then that completion of it, where it actually you see that attraction. Does that make sense? Yeah. Vilobhana, you could also drop this here with the word being, then drop it down. So it's
which one, Maharaj?
In the Parinyasa. Uh-huh. So you have the explanation, then you have the example, and then you have that conclusion.
Okay,
here with the word being insane, so let's drop so you can see. Vilobhana. Vilobhana is to describe the qualities of the actors and so on. As stated there in the first anka of Lalita Madhava 1.5. Anka means act.
Act.
Oh, okay. Almost got it right, just they added a T. Right? Because they have the unk. Ak. Okay, so I guess that comes from Prakrit. Krishna, coming closer. O Radha, the moon has become embarrassed after fully investigating the image of your radiant face. Having inverted his intelligence to attain such glory, he has thinned his body, and in order to perform austerity, taken shelter of the forest of Lord Shiva's matted hair, which is being sprinkled by the cool waves of Ganga. By having described
Radha's beauty.
Or by the description, by describing Radha's beauty, is understood that there is vilobhana, right? Because that was describe the qualities of the actors. So, who's involved in it? Now you're describing their qualities, right? Then yukti is to make proper decision about the purpose, as declared in 141 of Lalita Madhava. Jashoda, all these girls, such as Bhagavati, Chandravali, Nava Malika, Radha, and Madhavi, are fulfilling all my expectations with their abundant fragrance of qualities. Still, the youngest one, who is just like my own child, pleases the bumblebee of my eye with the honey of the flower of her beauty. Purnamasi, queen of Gokula, all the inhabitants of Gokula also have the same opinion. Here, all the best qualities with most quantity are found in Radha. Therefore, making such decision or conclusion is called yukti. Right, so you've glorified, and now then you're giving that point. You're bringing out that this one is the best. Right? Does that make sense? Prapti. The wise men have said that complete attainment of happiness is called prapti, as stated there in Lalita Madhava 151. Krishna, having his hair standing on end with an open ear. The large waves of those sweetness, of whose sweetness causes to stop the sky wandering crane's noise, that are intoxicated by lust. The same Sri Radha's tinkling anklets are giving rise to unlimited pleasure of mature transformation in my heart.
Comma after sky, Maharaj. Or else you can go to the verse and see.
Yeah, it's probably good to go back and maybe also find Banu Maharaj's. Okay, then Samadhana. Reinjection of the seed is called a Samadhana. Radha with tears. O Kundalata, since he is the only guest of my fortunate ears, would he ever venture upon the path of my eyes even for a moment? Here, since the seed of attraction is ejected again by Radha herself, therefore it is called Samadhana. Right? So you've already dealt with it and brought it out in so many ways, but then again it's brought back to just emphasize. Vidhana. The incidents which cause either happiness or distress are known as vidhana by the learned, as mentioned there in the second anka, 2:11, Radhika, from a distance looking at Krishna slightly and speaking to others in Sanskrit language. My dear friend, who is this fearless young man? He is as bright as a lightning cloud, and he wanders in his pastimes like a maddened elephant. From where has he come to Vrindavan? Alas, by his restless movements and attractive glances, he is plundering from the vault of my heart the treasure of my patience. Looking again, alas, alas, damnation to my carelessness. O Lalita, look again, having seen this brahmachari, my broken heart is disturbed. Therefore, the atonement for this great sin is to simply enter into the fire. Right. So here, this incident causes happiness and distress, like that, but in connection with the bija, right? In connection with the attraction between Radha and Krishna. So here you see it's causing your happiness, it's causing your distress. Oh, Lalita, oh, you are right. His having the same denomination is putting you in illusion. Radhika, looking again, speaks in Sanskrit, 2:12. Oh, my dear friend, this brahmachari, disguised as a brahmana, must be Sri Krishna, otherwise my heart would not melt simply by seeing him. The current of perspiration would not flow from the altar of moonshine, moonstone without the moonlight. Okay, so Krishna must be dressed up as a brahmachari then.
That's the pastime of sun god performing the ritual.
Oh, the sun god, okay, yeah. Here, Radha felt miserable by taking the person as brahmana, but becomes happy when she finds out that that was no other than Krishna himself. This is the symptom of vidhana. Paribhavana. When the heart becomes full of astonishment by hearing lots of praiseworthy qualities, it is called paribhavana, as described here in the first anka, 150 to 51. Radha, with surprise, speaks in Sanskrit. O beautiful faced one, who is this creative person standing before us? With the sharp chisels of his loving glances, he is splitting the hard stones of many women's devotion to their husbands. And with the luster of his body, surpassing the brilliance of countless emeralds, he is simultaneously constructing private meeting places for his pastimes. Lalita, oh, this is the Lord of your life. Radha, with madness, again in Sanskrit, O thin-waisted one, whether this is the moon of lilies of Gopa, whether this is the moon of lilies of Gopika, or is this the prince of the youth of Gokula? Is this the springtime that pleases the cuckoo of my mind, which is showering my eyes with the waves of nectar? Here, that is paribhavana, because of Krishna's extraordinary qualities such as acuteness, loveliness, etc. Right, so they're being, you know, impressed by his qualities. Udbheda, the sprouting of the seed is called Udbheda, as mentioned in the second anga, 226. Radhika, having covered, speaks in Sanskrit. O restless-eyed one, as long as Krishna's lotus fakes with blossoming cheeks, decorated with moving shark-shaped earrings, does not come before my eyes, till then I am afraid of my superiors. My mind rises concerned for the good reputation of my family. Rises? It's probably raises. Here, Radhika describes by herself of her suppressed seed of attachment to Krishna. Therefore, it is called Udbheda. Right, so means there's a seed for this, but it's being described. It hasn't, you know, come. It's not sprouting at this point, right? It's not how you say it. It's sprouting, but it's just beginning. Does that make sense?
Now, these 12 limbs of Bidjam, they are all in this order. So, is the act you are going to see like that?
No, not necessarily. Because you see, we went from in the 50s, then the 2, we were another place, I think, in the second act, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, just they all need to be there.
They don't need to be all there.
No, the you want to have them there, but they don't need to be in this particular order.
Yeah. But in one act, they must be there?
No, it's within the first section. So this is two acts.
Yes, yes.
But if you only had five acts, then it would be in the first act. It has to be in the first section.
But they need to be the 12.
Yes.
Yes.
Means
yes.
That's the point of Nataka, is that it has all, yes. There's 64. So yes. Here, because we're dealing with the first two acts,
yes.
We're seeing the 12, what are they called?
Limbs.
Of the bija. Then when we get to the next two, we'll see the limbs of that one.
Yes.
And the examples. Because Rupa Goswami gives all... Because he's showing in Natika Chandrika how the drama works. And he's giving an example by showing Lalita Madhava. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So technically, all these aspects are there. And if they're there, then it becomes very relishable.
Yes.
Yes.
Also, how you place them by order... Then that is there. You're free to compose your drama and change.
Yes.
Like, give it a new taste. By how you put the limbs, then you're giving the whole new look and a new taste in the drama.
Yeah, you might bring that amazement earlier, and
yes.
Then it brings
yes.
it to the conclusion there. Or you bring it later, because the point is in one sense, if you're looking at just the one thing, then you might want to put it in a particular order. But if you're trying to create waves,
yes.
then you might bring up something, then something else, yes. and again, like this.
Yes. Yes.
So it's just a matter of how how nicely then the playwright is writing. So you see there's plenty of scope for the individuality,
yes.
But it's within this structure. So you can say, oh, it's so structured, there's no individual expression and all that. This is for fools.
Yes.
The point is without a structure, then what is it? You know? Does that make sense? Because otherwise, if it's just pure emotion, like the other day, saw this thing where, I think I may have mentioned it, but there's a grandfather and the grandchild. You know, the child's one of those ones that are making noises and walking around but still don't talk. You know, so between around two, right? They make sounds, and so then the grandfather's sitting there, and the child's sitting there, and the baby comes up, like that. And the grandfather turns, like that. And they go on like that for like 5 minutes. You know, there's a whole conversation and pointing fingers and this and that and understanding. So that would be, by the modern standards, pure drama. Because it's just the feelings and all that. And, you know, you're not restricted by all these grammar and everything else and structure. And, you know what I'm saying? So in one sense, that is the perfect drama. That's just like perfection. You know? So that's the whole thing is that that's why then a structure is given. And you follow the structure because all these 64 points are all things that are going to create, a wonderful taste, an elevation of the conscious. Because if you don't identify with it, you don't catch them, then it's so. So these 64, instead of having a couple of moments, you have 64. So that's the idea. There should be 64, because if you have 64 moments in one drama, you're going to take that seriously. Well, nowadays, if someone has one moment, they'll think, yeah, that was good. So much more intense. Yeah? Yeah, so it's just, it's the science. It's Krishna's science. So it's not that, it's the rule, it's the law. And then you do as good as you can to follow it. But to say, we don't have to follow that, that's just like saying, you know, we don't have to worry about gravity. Or eating, or, you know, breathing. You know, let's do a drama underwater. What about breathing? No, we don't have that. We feel like doing it underwater, and we don't have to breathe. So then, you know, of course it'll work out, because our feelings are the strongest things in the universe. You know, that's why the director is a Brahmin, not a Shudra. Because otherwise, then, you know, if it's just feeling, then it's completely insane. Beta, stimulation of the seed, bija, or separation from the mass is called beta. Right? So the stimulate, because you're trying to bring them together, but then something that takes them apart, that will also then inspire the whole thing, right? As mentioned in the second Anka, 220. Right, so you see this Udbeda was first, 226. Now this is 220. So they're not. It's not that this is in order. He just mentioned that these points should be there. And, you know, that's probably how Bharat Muni, and it could be in that order or not. You know. But you should see that they're all connecting, they're all dealing. Kundalata. Oh, Radha, I know your vow of chastity is firm, so don't just keep announcing about it by yourself. Vishaka, with envy of love. O Kundalata, except you, who else will be so attracted by the tone of the flute during the three divisions of the day, dawn, noon, and sunset? Kundalata, with a joking smile, speaks in Sanskrit. O my friend, I am, with a pure intelligence, hundreds of times bestowing this benediction that in the life of women like yourself, may the vow of chastity always remain uninterrupted, so that upon hearing Krishna's flute tone, with a maturity of complete sweetness, your mind may not even slightly give up patience. Here, since Kundalata keeps distance and agitates Radha's attachments, therefore it is called Beta. Right? So she's keeping a distance and improving the attachment. You know, because as soon as you say no, then it's what? Well, you want this, you want that. Well, I don't know. Now, okay, yeah, then I guess both of these are full. No, wait. You know, so that's... Karana. proper commencement of the current object is called karana, as mentioned in the Anka, second Anka, 224, Kundalata in Sanskrit. O my dear friend, all auspiciousness to you. Give up now all shyness and enter into the Kunja and become a great warrior in the battlefield of Cupid, so that at the sunrise your friends may sing various songs before Krishna in regards to your glorious victory. Here narrating the beginning of the current object of pastime, it is known as karana. So they're trying to bring out whatever is going on now and create something moving, to some extent, something developing and all that. So that's called the karana. You say this and then you start. Does that make sense? Yeah? Okay. Ready? Okay. Okay. Act 1. Evening festival. Anka Prakashika. Oh. Okay.
Just the first few verses of invocation, why there is an invocation, and then
okay.
Why there is director has to introduce it.
Okay.
It's on that.
Bharat Muni describes that a drama should begin with invocation prayers followed by introduction to the theme of the play. Srila Rupa Goswami details on this in Natika Chandrika. Dramatic prologues by which the audience can understand the forthcoming event is called pravastana. Prabhastavana, or introduction. Prastavana, or introduction. It is recommended that one must, in the opening of this act, invoke the auspiciousness by performing of nandi. Nandi consists of elements such as blessings, offering of reverences, and the table of content. There should either be 8, 10, or 12 stanzas. The word chandra is often added in nandi in order to make the event more auspicious and yielding proper results. Auspicious are the moon, lotus, the chakora bird, and water lily. Natika Chandra 14:16. So you would refer to one or that of these words within the invocation to bring out the auspiciousness. The first three stanzas of this drama form the nandi, and the introduction is done in 11 verses. Following excerpt from Chaitanya Charitamrita elucidates on the style of introduction of the play. Ramananda Rai inquired, by which subdivision of style do the players enter? Rupa Goswami then began to speak specifically about this subject. But while dancing on the stage after having killed the ruler of uncivilized men, Kamsa, Lord Krishna, master of all arts, will at the proper time accept the hand of Srimati Radharani, who is qualified with all transcendental attributes. This verse is Lalita Madhava 1:11. This introduction is technically called Udgatyaka, and the whole scene is called Viti. You are so expert in dramatic expression that each of my statements before you is like a wave from an ocean of impudence. Chaitanya Charitamrita Anti Lila 1:183 and 1:184. Purport. In this connection, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur again quotes the following verse from the Sahitya Darpana 6:288. Udgatyaka katodghata prayogati shayastata parvartaka vala gite pancha prashtavana vidha. Thus, the technical names for the five kinds of introductory scenes of the drama are listed as Udgatyaka, katodghata, Prayogatishaya and Pravartaka and Avalagita. When Srila Ramananda Rai inquired which of these five Srila Rupa Goswami had used to accomplish the technical introduction to his drama, Lalita Madhava, Rupa Goswami replied that he had used for the introduction, technically called Udgatyaka, according to Bharati Vriti. Three technical terms used are prarochana, viti, and prahasana. Thus, Rupa Goswami also mentioned viti, which is a technical term for a certain type of expression, according to Sahitya Darpana 6:520. Vityam eko bhaved anka kaschid eko tra kalpyate akasha brashiter uptais chitram prayuktim ashrita. The viti beginning of a drama consists of only one scene. In that scene, one of the heroes enters the stage. and by means of opposing statements uttered by a voice from the sky offstage, he introduces the abundant conjugal mellow and other mellows to some degree. In course of the introduction, all the seeds of the play are planted. This introduction is called Udgatika because the player dances on the stage. This term also indicates that the full moon enters the stage. In this case, when the word natata, dancing on the stage, is linked with the moon, its meaning is obscure. But because the meaning becomes very clear when the word natata is linked with Krishna, this type of introduction is called Udgatika. That was one of these? Or that's something separate? Those are separate from this.
Yes, Maharaj. This is just about the introduction.
How you introduce
the play.
Okay. Okay. Act 1, Evening Festival. Verse 1. The beautiful moonlight glories of Mukunda give distress to the lotus-like faces of the wives of the demons and to their raised breasts, which are like gleaming Chakravaka birds. Those glories, however, are pleasing to all his devotees, who are like Chakorda birds. May those glories forever give pleasure to you all. Footnote 3. This verse is quoted from Chaitanya Charitamrita Antilila 1.175. Nandi, endowed with blessings, as depicted in this verse.
What's Nandi again?
Nandi is the invocation. You know, it means it's an invocation that you know, as mentioned before, it gives the what was it?
Blessings.
Yeah, Nandi consists of blessings, offering of reverences, the table of contents. So it basically introduces everything, but it also it gives something auspicious, it invokes blessings, it tells you what's going to happen. So all that together. Okay. Verse 2. I offer respects to the lover, Krishna, who satisfies the gopis in all eight directions with thick rasa, who decorates all the women constantly with beautiful, attractive musk patterns, who holds to his broad chest incomparable Radha and Chandravali, brighter than the moon, while wandering about the world. Footnote 4. Nandi, endowed with active worship and table of conscience, is mentioned in this text. Alternative meaning of the verse is, I offer respects to the black cloud, which showers the directions with thick rain, which decorates the gardens full of attractive creepers, with the beauty of sprouting leaves, and which covers the incomparable light of the sun and the form of the bright moon in its central expanse. Right? So that would be what's there, but at the same time is, to understand what that means, then, does that make sense? Yeah. Director. Why should I speak so much? But who spoke these first two verses then?
I think it should be introducer, Maharaj. Introducer, then the director comes.
Oh, so the introducer is different than the director.
Yes, Maharaj. But he should represent, it is mentioned in Nati Shastra, he should represent director in all his qualities and all.
Okay, but he does side things other than the director.
Yes.
Okay. Director, why should I speak so much looking all around? Oh, I am eager to worship the devotees who have gathered on the bank of Radha Kunda at the Madhava temple to worship Govardhan with a huge festival of lights by means of this drama I wrote called Lalita Madhava. After I received in a dream the order from Shiva called Gopishwara, who knows rasa from initiation at the altar of the bower of Vrindavan, and who is the presiding deity of the land near the bank of Brahma Kunda, decorated with attractive blossoming lotuses. Then, so these would be the other person. This is verse 3, because next, on verse 4 it says director. So 3 is spoken again by?
I think it's the same. It's actually, why is my...
But he says why I'm speaking so much, so you get the idea he's speaking all along.
Yes.
Okay. The moon-like Supreme Personality of Godhead, moon-like, who is known as the son of Mother Sachi, has now appeared on earth to spread devotional love of himself. He is the emperor of the Brahmana community. He can drive away all the darkness of ignorance and control the mind of everyone in the world. May that rising moon bestow upon us all good fortune. Footnote 5. This verse is quoted from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Lila 1.77.
Mm-hmm. Just as a verse number two, it is mentioned that the director mentioned that we receive a dream from Shiva, Vai de Lalita Madhava.
Seems so.
But it's not the case of Rupa-Rasam. Maybe. It may be the case.
Maybe, but the point is, he says, why I wrote this. Because the point is the director is coming out and speaking and all that.
Yes.
And so then he's saying, I put together this drama and all that. I wanted to express this. Yes. And so then all these things like that.
Yes.
So.
We were reading, I think, yesterday, that it was Rupa-Rasam received a dream from Visakhabama.
But that was to make two plays.
To divide it into two.
So it may have been originally it was like this. But in any case, however it is, it doesn't matter. It's just something to present to make it come out very nice. Because the director is like, he's the one that's running the he's organizing it, presenting it, talking to the audience. Because for him, there's no fourth wall.
Yes.
The actors, there's a fourth wall. But for him, there's no fourth wall. Because he's saying, you know, to all these devotees who gather on the bank of Radhakund at the Madhava temple. So then all the devotees know now they're situated at Radhakund like that. So he introduces the whole thing. And so I don't know if you'll see him come on at other places, but he can come on at any point in the play and come and talk directly to the audience and talk about what's going on and, you know, and things like that. That's the advantage of the scene, is that you don't have a narrator who's just narrator. You have someone who comes on and actually deals, but he's unseen by the people. Occasionally, it's very rare that someone's done. I think that there's something like that, where somebody comes on and then starts talking about what's happening there. Sometimes they do it with an actor that's in there, and suddenly he'll turn away from the scene and start talking to everybody, and everybody else goes on whatever they're doing, or doesn't, or freezes, whatever. And then he'll say things, and then he'll just go back into character and continue. But here, the director is a separate person. He's not one of the individuals that is playing a part. Yes.
This is mentioned in the preliminaries in Natya Shastra. The three-man stock, director, assistant director, and the generally actor who is... the Vidushak comes.
Yes.
So the first one, who is the other person who is speaking, the Nande, he is the introducer. It's generally an assistant director, because introducer definition is also given. He should represent the director in all forms, and the same was given for assistant director.
Mm-hmm.
So in general, introducer is assistant director, and director comes because it will be proper then. Is somebody else, and the director, somebody asks director to speak, then he speaks. It's like that. So this is the three-man's talk which is mentioned in the...
Oh, the three-man's talk.
Yes.
Yeah, because the Vidushak can come on and all that. Yes. In the, what do you call it, Chaitanya Chandradoya Nataka, then you see director comes on, then the assistant comes in and starts saying this and that, and then they're going and talking so many things, because they can, in their dialogue, introduce everything, talk about everything, anything that you would want to know before you start the drama. Any doubts, anything. And then somebody comes in and says, oh, this and that, and then they all leave. And yeah. So this is the three-man's talk. Okay. Director, I know it is true, but I am dependent on Shiva. Please listen. There is a highly qualified assembly on the one hand, and on the other hand, me, a fool, conquered by strong pride of being a guru. My shelter is the unprecedented mercy of Krishna, the ocean of mercy, which will give bliss to those who surrender. Looking in front. O devotees like bees attached to Krishna's lotus feet, give mercy to me. I'm eager to do this without fear by taking support of persons like you, the most exalted devotees, endowed with a wealth of qualities and causing no disturbance to others. Turn abundant fails into good qualities, just as softly shining constellations situated in the sky decorate all the evenings, doshavali, without giving a painful heart. Placing his folded hands on his head, I offer respects to the perfect guru of the universe, who previously appeared on this earth to preach the method of renunciation in the form of the third of the Kumara brothers, Sanatana, and who has now appeared as Sanatan Goswami to preach confidential bhakti ras with its components to the devotees. I desire to bring to the stage the most elderly woman lead, the actress playing Mukara, equal to a Vidyadhara woman, respected for her knowledge of faultless music. Actress entering, O child, I have no desire to start this drama. Director, O respected woman, why do you say this? Look, look, the festival of autumn shines brightly. The assembly of devotees quivers with excitement. The mountain has been spouting streams of pure glorification of the Lord for a long time. Moreover, the sweet form of Krishna shines with great beauty. For you, this is the greatest manifestation of multitudes of pure virtues. Actress, O child, I am chained by fear of causing misfortune to great souls. It is not like relating to ordinary people. Director, the great souls are never subject to suffering. It is said, quote, if the devotees of the Lord are born in the forest as animals, on earth as humans, in Swarga as devatas, or in Rasatala as inhabitants of hell, the Lord by all means brings them to Vaikuntha. He does not abandon them. End quote. Actress, O son, you speak the truth. Affection has robbed me of discrimination. For this reason, I am bewildered. Director, O respected woman, tell me where your affection lies. Actress, O son, I have affection for the son of the cowherd, the shelter of all arts. Director, who does not know him, the shelter of all arts, Kala Nidhi, is expert in the best dances, and endowed with all good qualities, is at the age of a new youth, is famous throughout the earth, and is skillful at conquering enemies on the battlefield. Actress, by good fortune, I have obtained a granddaughter. The name of this exceptional girl is Tara, or Radha. I've decided to give her to Krishna. Director, out of fear of criticism and with a desire for praise in the world, the Creator produced this rare girl as a combination of these two motives. Actress, Kamsa, desiring this girl, has called for Krishna on the pretext of seeing him dance and is attempting to defeat him. Director, O respected woman, understand that I am an astrologer. Today I will describe to you what will happen according to the present ascendant, considering he becomes joyful. While dancing on the stage after having killed the ruler of uncivilized man, Kamsa, Lord Krishna, master of all arts, will at the proper time accept the hand of Srimati Radharani, who is qualified with all transcendental attributes. Footnote 6. This introduction is technically called Udgatika, and the whole scene is called Viti. This whole introduction follows the Bharata verbal style. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Lila, 1.185. Like that. Right, so there you've given the point being made. Right? Off stage. So this will be a voice from off stage. Ah, who is the fortunate person who will allay my worries by informing Kamsa of Radha and Krishna's marriage through dancing, since he cannot speak clearly out of fear of him? Purnamasi's entrance is introduced. Director, looking off stage. Look, look, fortunate Purnamasi, the mother of Sandipani, student of Narada. Chaste, famous throughout the world, with locks white like the kasha flower, has gracefully entered the stage while talking to Nandi Mukhi. End of prologue. Purnamasi enters. Right. So here it said it should be, how you say, a certain amount of verses. And so then there was that beginning, and then that with the whole Viti, that whole introduction. And so then that ends. And so but the act is continuing. Purnamasi, oh Gargi, footnote 7. She is also known as Nandi Mukhi. Please listen. By drinking the nectar of the Ganga in the form of Radha's sweet smile, as it mixes at the Triveni junction with the waves of the Jamuna in the form of the dark tips of Krishna's eyes, And by extinguishing the rising heat, by bathing slightly in the cool water of the satisfied mind, we have surpassed the seven worlds and now live in the topmost planet. So footnote 8. In simple words, this means when Krishna glanced upon Radha's smile. And 9 is, the learned have said that the indication of bijas to be known, this indication is known as upakshepa. Here, indication of affection between Radha and Krishna is upakshepa. Right, so then she's indicating that. So you see in this whole thing why it's called bija, is that all of them are bringing out this aspect of Radha and Krishna together. But they're throwing in other seeds, you know, about Kamsa and about these other things and like that. Gargi, O Purnamasi, you married Radha to Abhimanyu. Why do you desire her to be with Krishna as well? Right, so before is that Mukara is saying that she wants to marry her to Krishna. Right? And we know from other pastimes that Mother Jashoda thought Radharani should marry Krishna. But then we see is that here, then Gargi's pointing out, but you married Radha to Abhimanyu. So then why are you speaking these, you know, these aspects of the bijam in relationship to their affection? Purnamasi, oh daughter, this is the product of Maya. How could any person except Krishna accept the Vaijayanti garland of Radha, made sweet with honey from Krishna's full chest, a garland strung from flowers of austerity of the Vindhya mountain, flowers which made more beautiful by the sweet words of Brahma? Right, because Radharani is has that aspect. She's born of from the Vindhya mountains, like that. Gargi, what were the sweet words of Brahma, Purnamasi? Oh, Vindhya.
Brahma says.
Sorry?
Lord Brahma says.
Oh, Lord Brahma. Okay, Brahma says. Yeah, Purnamasi. Brahma said, oh, Vindhya, you will have two daughters whose qualities will astonish the world and also a son-in-law who will defeat Shiva. Gargi, why did Vindhya Mountains desire a daughter, not a son? Purnamasi, it was because of rivalry with Himalaya, who is proud of his wealth, of his son-in-law, Shiva. Krishna. Gargi, this is astonishing. He could not tolerate the glory of other members of his own family. Desiring to conquer Meru, he offered respects to Agastya and could not increase his size after that. Purnamasi, yes, the wise are of that nature. Gargi, how did Radha get to Gokula from the Vindhya Mountains? Purnamasi, she was brought by Putana, stealer of children. Gargi, in fear. Oh, Purnamasi, those who steal children usually eat them. By luck, this child was saved. Purnamasi, Kamsa ordered Putana to kill the excellent young boys and kidnap the young girls. Gargi, why did the king want to do this? Purnamasi, he reacted to the words of Devaki's baby daughter, who transformed herself into Durga. Gargi, what were those words? Purnamasi, she said, he who previously cut off your head was strong with his strong chakra in battle, who gives great joy to a multitude of devotees by oceans of sweet bliss, whose feet are known by the sages to be worshipped by the greatest personalities, who is the source of the universe, has now appeared with the arising moon. In a day or two, 8 girls of great power, superior to me in beauty, will appear on earth. Among them, 2 excellent sisters, endowed with all good qualities, whom the conqueror of Shiva will marry, will make their appearance. Gargi, what happened to the other sister? Purnamasi, as Putana was fleeing in haste, she became frightened by the priest who was chanting mantras to kill demons. The first child fell from Purnamasi's hands into the waves of the flowing river flowing near Vidarbha. Gargi, O Purnamasi, why then did the all-knowing father say that Radha appeared as the daughter of Vrishabhanu by the blessings of Durvasa? Purnamasi, at the request of Brahma, Yogamaya removed them from the wombs of Chandrabhanu's and Vrishabhanu's wives, and placed them in the womb of Vindhya's wife. Gargi, astonished, did the two fathers know this? Purnamasi, yes. How would Durvasa let this happen unless informing his helpers? Gargi, how do you know all this? Purnamasi, by the mercy of Narada's instructions. By this, I have developed attraction for Radha. Right, so even though she's controlling the whole thing, she'll say, oh no, I learned from Narada. Gargi, did you obtain Radha from the lap of the dead Putana? Purnamasi, not only Radha, but five other girls as well. Gargi, who were these? How many did you say were the
first 12 that when
the day or two, eight girls will appear.
Yeah.
Purnamasi. Know them to be Lalita, the Saki of Radha with a charming face like the moon. Padma, Chandravali's beautiful assistant, auspicious Bhadra, Shaibya, who bestow the auspicious Bhadra. Shaibya, who bestows good fortune, and Shama with joyful form. Gargi, how are these five given to elder gopis? Purnamasi, I secretly and quickly distributed the five young girls to the cowherd families. With joy, I secretly gave Radha of superior qualities to Mukura. Jashoda's nurse saying, O Mukura, this daughter of Rishabhanu belongs to your son-in-law. Gargi, clearly then only Vishaka, Radha's second Saki, was born in Gokula. Purnamasi, no, Jatila attained her as she was floating on the waves of the Jamuna. Gargi, I did not know that. Who found the eldest daughter of the Vindhya, Chandravali, floating in the river? Purnamasi, Bhishmaka. Gargi, how cruel is fate to separate the two sisters? Purnamasi, O daughter, please understand that fate then mercifully brought them together again. Gargi, how did this happen? Purnamasi, Chandravali, the granddaughter of Karala, was brought here from Kundina by Jambavan, who lived both at Govardhan and Vindhya, on the order of Durga, who lived in the Vindhya mountain. Gargi, to herself, I heard from my father Sandipani that the daughter of Chandrabahu, Chandravali, and the daughter of Bhishmaka, Rukmini, were the same person but appeared in different forms. Yogamaya has made this arrangement for one person to appear in two forms. Let that be. Later I will reveal it. What use is there in revealing the secret now? Aloud, right? So to her, means when he says to herself, she would step to the side, and then she would talk in such a way that she can see at that time, then she can break the fourth wall. And then she'll come back to her place, and then aloud, then she'll say, and the marriage of Chandravali and the other gopis with cowherds like Govardhan Mala was also arranged by Maya. Right? Because you had the leading cowherds, right? So Nanda Baba, you know, he's the king of all of them, so Krishna is born there. Then you have Rishabhanu in that area. He's the, you know, the king there. But they're all under Nanda, right? And then Govardhan Mala, then he's in Sanket, that area. And then he's the leading one there, and so then Chandravali married him. Like that.
Chandravali is the oldest sister.
Yes, she's older. Purnamasi. Yes, those who appeared to be husbands only regarded these girls with seeming possessiveness. Actually, they could not see the gopis. Gargi, that is not surprising. The eight gopis had great love for Krishna. Purnamasi, what's to speak of eight? Which woman in Gokula does not have attraction for Krishna? Right, so the main eight were there. Because he mentioned all of them, and Shama. So if Radha, Lalita, then Vishaka, then Chandrabhu with Bhadra and Shaibya, and then and Shama.
And Padma.
And Padma. So that's eight. Gargi, you speak the truth. 16,100 young girls meeting together with the five gopis worship Durga by chanting this mantra. O Katyayani, O Mahamaya, O Mahayogini, O Supreme Goddess, make Krishna my husband. I offer respects to you. That's interesting. 16,100.
They become the other wives.
They
become the other wives in
Dwarka. They become the wives headed by Rohini. So these eight, the main eight, become the eight in the principal eight in Dwarka. And then the 16,100 become the 16,000 there. So then we know is that 16,000, they're the ones that did the Katyayani Vrata, not the main eight.
Yes.
Like that. Purnamasi. They worship Durga because Gargi said, when worshipped by young girls, he who is known as Kamakya, the very form of Kama, fulfills desires. Gargi. Who engaged Radha in worshipping the sun? Purnamasi, your father. Gargi, O Purnamasi, I heard from my father that all these girls would be separated from their future lover. Purnamasi, O child, he told the truth. I had arranged that the mothers of Abhimanyu and Govardhan, Jatila and Barunda, will constantly separate these two excellent girls from Krishna. Gargi, why did you not bring the two sisters together? Purnamasi, I always feared that the spies of evil Kamsa, who are wandering about the world, would become suspicious. Gargi, does anyone else know these astonishing facts? Purnamasi, no. I have told only Krishna's and Balaram's mothers. Offstage. So, offstage. Maybe put in these offstage voice or something.
Okay.
Like that. O Padma, rise from the cot. O Bhadra, stop making the crown from peacock feathers. Shamala, stop stringing the garland. Lalita, stop crushing the saffron. Vishakha, stop teaching the parrot to speak. Shaibya, stop braiding your hair. The dust raised from the hooves of the cows has appeared on the eastern horizon.
These are the main services they do.
Oh, okay. Purnamasi, look. The mass of dust indicates Krishna, but covers him with darkness in front. The path is not clear for the women of Raja, and even to the Vedas, which see everything. Gargi. All glory to the excellent sound of the flute, skillful agent of Krishna, which destroying shyness pulls Radha from her house to the forest. Footnote 10. The wise have said that the explanation of Bija is to be known as explanation of Bija. Explanation or expansion?
Explanation.
Here, by the activity such as attracting Radha for the forest, it's expanding the subject of Bija. Therefore, it is called Parikara. Expanding, so it should be not explanation, expansion. Where was that? Oh, there. Off stage. Oh, Danya, you forgot to apply mascara to your left eye. Oh, Padma, your bracelets are on your feet. Oh, Sharangi, you are wearing only one anklet. Oh, Pali, your belt has become loose. Lavangi, you have tilak on your cheek. Oh, Kamala, you have lak on your eyes. Because lak goes on the feet. Do not run in this hasty manner. The flute still sounds softly in the distance. Right? So he's telling you, put things together, it's still some time, right? But there, it doesn't. Gargi, the moon of Mathura, charming with a group of white cows, effulgent as the dark blue sky, shining with a group of cowherds, spreads his glory everywhere. Purnamasi, joyfully. His hips glowing with yellow silk cloth, holding a smooth black stick in his hand, surpassing the blue lotus with his ever-increasing beauty, showing ecstatic symptoms from his wealth of prema. He enjoys with the gopis. Let us go to Jashoda. They exit. Right. So you see these techniques of how means you have the assistant come in, he says some things, then the director talks, then the assistant speaks again, then the director, then they may converse between themselves. Then, you know, the voice off stage says something, then that introduces Mukhara, they may talk, and that, then they leave, and then Purnamasi comes on, and Gargi, and then they talk, and then something comes up, then they go. So you see, it's very nicely is that how they speak, they introduce other characters, but the voice off stage can introduce. So it's not a narrator. That's the thing. It's not a narrator. You know, it's not, and then, you know, Purnamasi and Gargi left, and then on stage, you know, onto the scene came. No, this is just they announce this thing. And by that, it's all accomplished. So you don't have that weakness of the narrator aspect. You know, it's very dynamic. Like that. So very, 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 very clever, you know, production techniques. You're going to say something?
Also here, Gargi and Purnamasi are the intermediary actors. Main actors, Krishna and Radharani.
Right.
And then Mukhara is the inferior or whatever you use. The side, what do you call?
Not sidekick. No, those are the... extras or like that,
minor
characters. That was the word minor. Yeah, secondary will be the or supporting actors. You have the main actors, supporting actors, and then what did you say? Minor actors. So she'll be a minor.
She'll be minor, and these are supporting, and then.
Okay, because they'll keep coming back in and out.
Yeah. Purnamasi and Gargi comes along.
Yeah, because they'll be also in that in the second and third acts. Because they're come up because then. The second and third, then this main thing is established, then it has to be taken in another direction, you know, for it to come back and receive the taste. Yeah? Let us go to Jashoda. So then you also know where they go. So now if they later on show up, but Jashoda comes on and then you know that can connect with before. Like that. So it's all, that's the nice thing about the Vedic, it's very clear what is going on. But it's not unsophisticated. That's the whole thing. It's very, very sophisticated. Like that. So that means the introductory act ends. So that introduces anything. Now Krishna enters attended by his friends. So this is all within the first act. But you could say is then, now we've already gone through two scenes. Because in an act, you can have scenes. Because the act means everybody leaves. And that kind of ends one part, and then it starts again in the next one. You know, so that's why there has to be that sangati, that connection. But here is then, now we've already done two scenes within it, but those two scenes together, they were the introduction.
Yes.
Like that. Is that... Yes.
It can be quite quick, Maharaj.
Yeah, but I'm saying what we've been reading for some time. So it won't be that quick. Scenes can be short, you know. But we're still, you know, the act keeps going.
And the main purpose is also to elevate or is already introduced Krishna in a very elevated manner and rather than it.
Yeah.
So that's why the supporting character should come first.
Yeah, they come to establish and all that. You don't start with them. Because otherwise, how do you know who they are? What's the mood? What's the thing? That's the whole thing. Everything's already established, so when they come in, you're already up to speed. But in the modern thing, they bring things in, you don't know what's going on, and they try to go through and make it interesting and all that, but you're lost. Like that. All they do is engage the senses in something, and hopefully they think that will catch you. But here, you don't have to do any of that. That's why Prabhupada's saying, without any... And this could have been done on a completely bare stage.
Yes,
it didn't require any scenery.
Yes, yes.
And you've already set such a very wonderful thing and so elaborate in the poetry and everything like that. So that's the point. Poetry can produce an effect greater than the words that it uses.
Yes.
So that's why they don't require in all this. And so it's much better. It's about the actors and all that. Otherwise... Actors with very minimal can put this on, but now in the moderns, big budgets, it's all the sceneries and everything else that they're working with. Here you just get rid of all that. It makes it more accessible. You know? If it's about acting, then this is the thing. No?
Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jai, Srila Prabhupada.